Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayeshev, and for Chanukah, which begins on Moitzei Shabbos, Haba Aleinu L'Tayva. Let me share with you a few ideas, a few thoughts related to this week's parasha. Under the Chuppah, or in Sheva Brachis, we make a bracha that refers to the couple as Reyim Ha'ahuvim. Sameach Tesamach Reyim Ha'ahuvim, Kesamech HaYitzircha B'Gan Eden Mikedem. We refer to them as Reyim, as friends. What is the concept of Reyim as opposed to Yedidim, Chaverim? There are many phrases in Lashon Kodesh, friends. What is the uniqueness of the expression Reyim? Rav Schwab, in this week's parasha, finds a marker and an incredible insight into the understanding of the word Reyim for friends. We find, during the episode of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda leaves a mashkin with Tamar. He leaves his personal items with Tamar as a guarantee that he will pay what he promised, the payment being a goat, the Yehizim. When the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Yehuda es gedio izim biad biad re'eu adulami lakaches eravayin biado yishav," that Yehuda sent the goat, the gedio izim, in the hands of his friend Ha'adulami, his friend, the friend mentioned earlier. Earlier we find he had a name, and here he's not called by his name. Here it just says biad re'eu adulami. Maybe he just sent him as a car service, bring a goat to such and such. No, the pasuk says that he told him the story. He told him, this woman has my personal items, which I left with her, and I owe her this gediha yizim. V'loy mitzah. Well, maybe he didn't tell his friend the whole embarrassing story. Obviously not, because when his friend comes back and says, I could not find this woman, Yehuda says to desist from searching further. guy opposes is want to take aim. The brother said, we will not kill him. Let's throw him into a bar. But they threw him into a pit, which has deadly snakes. And the answer that Chaim presents is the following. He says that a human being can cause another human being harm, even if he's undeserving. And therefore the Shvatim could kill Yosef, even if he does not deserve to be killed, and it's not Hashem. However, by throwing him into the bar, they're putting him in the place of the Choshev HaKrabim, putting him in the place of snakes. Snakes can't do harm unless it's Hashem, unless it's a Gezeira from Hashem. And therefore, by throwing him into the bar, they said, well, if he does not deserve to die, he will not die. So this is the general Machlaikis, with our Chaim HaKadosh is quoted in this week's parasha, because he presents one side, the side of the Shita Sahalchach. The Baalim Steinman, in his parish on the parasha, and he alludes to his sefer Yamalei Piti Lasecha, Chelet Beis, in which he elaborates on this point, makes a pshara, a beautiful pshara, a middle ground between the two shitas. We know that the world was created with a shutvis, with a combination of din and rachamim. Typically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with human beings with rachamim, with a midah of mercy. However, we know that if a person goes into a place of danger, makom sakana, then he puts himself in danger. Why? If it's not by shirt that he should die, he won't die. The answer is that makom sakana, he is judged b'midas hadin. He suddenly falls into a new reality, the reality of a world with midas hadin. And there, a person who is totally a tzaddik would come out naki, would come out unharmed. However, someone who is a borderline in his observance and his merits in heaven, who would not be harmed otherwise, can be harmed because he goes into a makom sakana. Says Rabbanan Leib Steinman, when a person raises his hand to harm someone else, he transfers that person from a place of midas harachamim to a place of midas hadin. He cannot harm him if the person should not be harmed at all, because of our principle that without a proper basher to din and shemayim, then a person cannot be harmed. Yet, by raising his hand against his friend, a person makes it more likely that the person will be harmed, because he shifts that person b'midas harachamim to a point where he's judged b'midas hadin. So this is the insight, the wonderful insight. Rav Aaron Leib answers another kasha with this, but it's sort of a middle ground, an insight between the two shitas, which is mustaver. Let me share with you a thought regarding Neir.